You're tuned in to Acoustic Junction here on 91.9 KRVM, and that was Haley Loren recorded live. Her most recent CD is a live CD called Stages, and that was, of course, a cover of the U2 song, which we were just talking about how one of the things I love about when people cover someone else's song is the fact I think it's a very, you know, that you've done a really stellar job, because it takes a bit of listening before you say, that's a U2 song. But it's not right. Immediately apparent. Uh-huh. And to me, that's sort of the magic of doing a really great cover, instead of like, oh yeah, this person's doing a cover of a U2 song right off the bat kind of thing. Uh-huh. So I think you have that nailed well.
It's fun to do that too. It's fun to sneak things up on people a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to mix it up, which I think your choice of songs on here are, you know, you've got songs that you've written or co-written with other people have co-written with you, and some real traditional jazz standards, like, well, I guess Cry Me a River is considered.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Girl from Ipanema, and then a Pete Seeger song, and, you know.
I love that song.
So it's a very nice, rounded collection of songs on this CD called Stages. So why don't you tell us about, like, some of the folks who are playing on here
with
you.
Absolutely, yeah. And I love that song, actually. It's such a great example to me of some of the amazing musicianship that these guys have. That is Matt Treader that you heard on the piano. And he and I have been working together since I was about 14 years old.
Oh, it's been that long, really?
Almost 11 years now. Oh. And so we have a great, you know, synergy, and he helps with a lot of arranging for a lot of these songs that we do live. And so that's great. He's wonderful. And Mark Schneider is on the bass. And I've known Mark for several years now as well. He's just incredible. He can play anything and make it sound totally at ease and naturally fitting for the song. And that was Brian West on the drums. And I've known him for almost as long as I've known Matt. And so I have a long history with these guys, and who you did not hear on that recording, because he wasn't present at the Eden Hall show where that was recorded, is Tim McLaughlin, who plays trumpet on several of the songs on the CD that were recorded at Pacific City.
Okay.
So, and he's a wonderful local musician as well. He has the band 11 Eyes as his group, and a few other things. And all these guys have other bands that they work with in town, who are wonderful as well. And they always astound me.
Well, it's, you guys have a really nice synergy. It's really clear that, and it makes sense, like, especially with Matt saying you've worked with him for all those years. Mm-hmm. That's why this sounds like it does. I think
that is probably a big part of it. You know, I mean, there's something to be said for really knowing somebody and their musicianship style, and just having sort of that ability to communicate without having to spell everything out exactly right. You know, kind of you get each other, that even if you don't say it quite right.
Yeah, that you can really read each other and have that kind of knowing that comes from working with someone, knowing someone well,
and
there was one reviewer too. I wrote this down that said you're a bundle of musical surprises, which I really loved. Which sort of goes back to the whole comment I made about the variety on this CD and the songs that you choose to do of other people's and, you know, your own. So
that's always fun.
Yeah,
surprising is fun.
And so one of the newest developments for you is that you've been picked up for national distribution, which will really be exciting for other people around the country, around the world, to be able to hear you. I mean, we're fortunate here in this area. You live here. We know you. And or hopefully at least people now, if they didn't before, they know you listening to this interview.
Hello, all you.
Haley Loren.
You didn't know me before.
So
the national distribution is through a company called Burnside, and they're actually based in the Northwest. They're called, they're out of Portland. Mm-hmm. And so my CDs are now either in stores or can be if people request that they be in their local independent stores all around the country. And along with that, I've been picked up for distribution and signed a deal with a label in Japan because my music has really been really been taking off over there through means that I don't entirely understand. But so that's a really exciting new thing on the horizon too.
Yeah.
My album is going to be released through them. They had about a song album, which was released in 2008, is going to be re-released as a Japanese version in May. And then I have tentative travel plans for going over there to promote things and such in the fall. So
wow,
we'll see what happens with all that. It's just a lot happening all at once.
That's very exciting. I'm very excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very humble. And I feel like the people, the performers who are the most humble sort of seem to feel to me to be the most deserving of all those kinds of things coming to them. So bravo.
Well, I have
you
a lot of...
certainly deserve it.
A lot of friends and family who will definitely who definitely help me with that.
Yeah.
Keeping me totally grounded as much as can be, at least.
Well, why don't you tell us, you're going to be doing a CD release concert that's going to be next week, and why don't you give us the details about that?
Absolutely. That's going to be held on April 17th at the Wildish Theater in Springfield, which is gorgeous renovated theater. I believe it's really old, but what they've done to it is just incredible. And we are, our show is going to be at 7:30, although the doors open at 6:30 for people to really take some time to come in. And there's going to be new merchandise and things like that available if they want to look and peruse through things and get wine and things like that. And then the show starts at 7:30 and it features all the musicians from the CD. Matt Treader, Mike Schneider, Brian West, Tim McLaughlin, and then we have some special guests coming to join us, including a couple backup singer friends of mine, Jenny Wells Whitney, who lives in Corvallis, Shelley Dill, who is actually Eugene, wonderful singer slash Eugene residence or around Eugene, and then Jeremy Wagner from the Sugar Beats is going to join us for a couple songs.
Great.
And John Shipe is going to be joining me on stage for a few numbers, and there may be another special guest or two that are not yet confirmed totally yet.
Oh,
so
fun.
It's going to be a really fun, very new thing for us to have all these special guests joining us all in one show. So it's going to be definitely a different kind of show and something I hope people won't miss. So
very celebratory. So this is,
yes,
we're talking with Haley Loren. She has a brand new CD out called Stages Alive Recording, and her CD release, as she mentioned, is next Saturday at the Wildish Theater.
Yes.
So I'd like to play one more cut off your CD. Which one did I pick?
I think you picked the original song, The Free to be Loved by Me.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make a note also, if people wanted to know any additional details, my website has everything on it, which is HaleyLoren.com, which is HaleyLoren. com. So if you have any questions,
thank you. That's great. So people
Absolutely.
Can connect with you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for
coming by. Thank you so much.
It's been great to have you.
It's been wonderful to be here.
So this is Haley Loren off her brand new CD and Free to be Loved by Me on 91.9 KRVM.